Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule joins us. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk about the price of coffee. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Everything else is going up, and so are the beans, right?
Yes, that's right, Bob. You know, the effects of President Donald Trump's threatened tariffs are already hitting consumers in Chicago. On Wednesday, Trump said he would pause his tariff plan for 90 days to add more countries to this plan after he's cut trade deals, he's heard from 75 other countries that want to cut trade deals after, quote unquote, years of ripping off the USA. But the tariffs, although they're paused, they're already hitting top coffee producing countries like Brazil, Colombia, Ethiopia, and our coffee shops here are already feeling that pressure. Even though the Trump administration has now reverted to back to the 10% tariff for most countries, the volatility is leaving small shops like Tassa in West Humboldt Park with bigger bills for beans as suppliers try to get out in front of these tariffs. Tassa's owner, Pierre Marquez, he bought a year's worth of Colombian coffee last week after Trump announced the global tariffs. And he's already had to raise his prices this year. Another coffee shop owner that we talked to in Inglewood said he paid $2,000 more than usual for his latest shipment of coffee beans. And we're going to continue to follow the story as it develops to see how Chicagoans are affected, Bob.
Yeah, again, the South Side said he paid $2,000 more than usual for his latest shipment of beans. How much higher will the prices go? Who knows? On the South Side, the question is, why hasn't that junkyard been cleaned up? Tell us about this, Stephanie.
Yes, and for a decade, an illegal junkyard has operated in Inglewood, and for just as long, neighbors have been trying to get the city to shut it down and clean it up. They've complained to their aldermen, in fact, two aldermen over the span of 10 years, and they have just constantly called 311 about this site. The junkyard is across from the beautiful Hamilton Park where kids play and neighbors' homes where families live. When exasperated neighbors came complaining to Block Club last year, we put our watch team on it and Inglewood reporter Octavia Reed on this story. And they dug into who was responsible for these lots, who owns them. And it turns out, despite city departments and aldermen all passing the blame, the city itself owns part of this site. And the rest of the site was last owned by a Northside investor who he says he doesn't have anything to do with it because he transferred it into an LLC and he let the property lapse. But, you know, neighbors are concerned that a stolen car has been found at the lot. And, you know, they just want to clean, neighbors want it cleaned up so families can feel safe in the area. And one told us, you know, what exists here, this junkyard would never happen on the north side.
7100 South Normal. Hope they get that cleaned up. And finally, who says shuffleboard is only for old people? The hip River North area has shuffleboard now.
Yeah, Bob, I don't consider myself an old person. I got to tell you, I love shuffleboard. So, yes, very excited about this new shuffleboard bar opening in River North. It's going to be called Electric Shuffle. It bills itself as a high-tech shuffleboard bar with 11 custom shuffleboard tables, a retro-style bar and dining area. And, yeah, it's coming to 488 North LaSalle Drive. And maybe I'll meet you there for a game.
There you go. I'll have to make sure I don't rip my rotator cuff playing. It's Stephanie Lule, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good one.